Father,
Abba, ja, Vater, wir haben nur einen Wunsch in unserem Herzen.
We have only one desire in our heart. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come soon. Fulfill your plan with all of us. Give us grace and mercy to be fully prepared until the return of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Bless our fellowship in these days. We do need your appearing. Give us ears to hear what you want to say to us. That we would not speak through man, but you speak to us. We thank you and we believe in you. Cleanse and sanctify all of us and give us a clean heart and save us to the uttermost. Sanctify us thoroughly. Lord, thank you. Your will shall be fully fulfilled soon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Time has passed. It is again the end of the year 2025. So quickly time has passed. It is hard to believe. Therefore, dear saints, we must redeem the time. Redeem the time for the preparation of the return of the Lord. What else can I say? Jesus. I truly have nothing more to say. Do you have anything to say? No, just like you, I don't. The Lord has revealed so much to us by His grace. I'm sorry, I have a cold. If we only do what the Lord has spoken to us in these previous years and do accordingly and live in the reality thereof, then the Lord can come more quickly. Peter did say that the Lord has delayed His coming, not because He likes to delay, but because His people is not ready for His return. He doesn't want many to be lost. If we read Revelation 19, it says as the bride, if the bride is not ready yet, how can the bridegroom come? We have to test ourselves. Even the church where we are, we have to test it. We say we are in Zion, but the way we are, can the bridegroom come? Have you ever asked this? We say, Lord, come quickly. But the Lord would say, how shall I do that? The bridegroom would like to come, sure. But is the bride ready? Are we ready? Are you in Vaihingen ready? How about Neuchâtel and Zurich? Are we ready here in the US? If we are not ready, how can the Lord come back? Then we have to ask this question to ourselves. Roland? Since I know Roland quite well, are you ready? No. I need to practice more in His mercy. How much more time do you need? 10 years? I have no idea. I don't know. I hope not. Why do you hope? If it's just a hope, then, well, everybody is hope. Everybody hopes the Lord comes soon, but nobody is prepared. If you want the Lord to come quickly, then we have to be prepared for His coming. You can't just wait. Christians just wait and believe that they would be raptured. They can wait even more, longer. If it's just about waiting, but it is about preparation. It's not just about believing. In the four Gospels in the New Testament, the emphasis is he who believes, the salvation by faith. Everybody knows John 3:16. God has sent forth His Son, and he who believes shall be saved and not be condemned. Everybody loves John 3:16. But at the end of the Scriptures, it's not just about faith, it's about overcoming. The Lord spoke to the seven churches. He who believes shall be raptured. Is that what is written, Roland? No. But he who overcomes, why not just believe? He who overcomes. So, where are you? Are you stuck at the Gospels, or have you reached Revelation? I am in Revelation. So you're an overcomer, or? The Lord knows. That's not enough. The Lord knows, but you don't. That's not good. Jesus.
Das hat's ziemlich fertig gemacht.
This is very important.
So, what sollen wir tun?
We must prepare ourselves. Yes, the Lord will come. But, yeah, and then we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's why we need the fear of the Lord. I believe in many locations the saints don't have the fear of the Lord. Just test your own life. Why do you live just like you did before? Now it's the end of the year. It's the end of the year. Did you notice how much you have been transformed from January up until December in your family life, in your personal life, in the church life? Has it changed? Has it improved? Has it been glorified? I see Philip Weber. How about Zurich? Roland, when have you come to the church? In October 1977. And at that time, how was the church? How did the church look like? I have enjoyed it. It was different. The condition was not so bad, right? But how is it now? Lord Jesus, he says. How does it look like now? Has it improved? How come you are the only one to remain? And your wife, of course. What has happened with all these other ones? Remember this. How about our personal life? We know about transformation from glory to glory. Is your spiritual life more glorious than before? It's important questions if we truly want to prepare for the return of the Lord. We speak about his return, but we don't do anything. The trouble remains as before, sometimes even worse. No change. And then we talk about the return of the Lord. It's not just a matter of faith. Now, in the book of Revelation, it's a matter of overcoming. Have you overcome the flesh? Have you overcome the world? Have you overcome your habits? Your style of living, have you overcome that? Has your character changed? These are real questions. Call. We have to call upon the Lord and not yell at each other. When we yell at each other, then the old nature will come out. Why don't you call on the Lord? Save me, change me, transform me, save me until the end, to the uttermost. We all know these verses, right? The God of peace may sanctify us thoroughly, spirit, soul, and body. Now, what do we see today? Today I can't anymore just talk about the Bible. That is no use if we only have the knowledge. And not exercise unto godliness. And pursue holiness. Sanctification doesn't come automatically. If you don't pursue, it's impossible. Pursue, in Hebrews chapter 12, he says, pursue, strong word. Pursue means just to, it's the same as persecute. If somebody persecutes you, it's not just once a year, every day, the persecution. Such an attitude we must have. Do you truly desire to be transformed and to see transformation in your life? Pursue is important today because we have little time today. This morning, before breakfast, the word came to me in Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. Have you forgotten it? In Germany, you even have a small button that says, prepare to meet your God. You still have that. Prepare to meet your God, says Israel, prepare. Prepare. This translation is good. To meet your God. It means you're prepared all the time. How is it that if the Lord comes back tomorrow or next week, then you only have 1 week left? Is that good enough? Is that long enough for you? 1 week time. Is that enough to prepare for the coming of the Lord? We have had so many opportunities, even decades, we have not made use of it. How many conferences do we still need? I really have no more desire to hold conferences. That's true, in fact. Right, Manfred Lieb? My brother Manfred. So many conferences have we experienced. We heard so much. Right? Lord Jesus Christ. It's a burden. Lord Jesus. I prepare in humility. The Lord says, blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. I mourn about the divisions over and over again. I am consumed, and 3 years, ever since 3 years, I am very weak physically. The Lord uses it to transform me. And I have the calling of the Lord in me. Lord, I want to be obedient to your word. Lord, turn to me. Repent and to the first works. Come back to the first love and come back to the word. And in the last time where I was so sick, Lord, I want to tremble at your word. And Psalm 119 helps me each day and each night. And this is my burden before the Lord. The Lord says, we shall not look back. But on the other hand, the Lord shows us, we should see how much good the Lord has done. I have walked with the Lord for 66 years. Now I am almost finished. I can only call upon His name. And I am between two worlds. Because I cannot endure that we are so divided. And the Lord has built a church with us for decades. And has given us so much, and now we are divided for so long already, and I can't overcome this. I have to call upon the Lord. I pray for each one of us that the Lord has been built up with us for the church, and I bear them before the Lord. That's my priestly service. I make no difference. I have received from all the saints. I have received much from each one of us. And I can't endure that the body of Christ is divided so much. And nobody can endure. But I can call upon the Lord, not for me. The Lord, I am ready to go to the Lord. I am so limited. I can't do anything other than calling upon the Lord. I pray on my knees. And this is every morning since 3 years, I go to my knees and to fully submit to the Lord. That's something totally different. But I pray not only for me, but I pray the Lord will unite us and that we would not lose our inheritance, that we would be thankful, that we will all do the first works, which is calling upon the Lord, to call upon Him in a... It really, I miss it. I call upon the Lord at home and pray reading the Word also. I really miss it. I don't want to be in myself, but I want to be outside of myself. I want to be in Christ. Where am I? I have to test this. The Lord wants to unite us again, and I pray. Thank you for your testimony. This is the reality. No teaching. That happens since 2,000 years, ever since. Look at the beginning. There are golden lampstands. In the end, it's Babylon. Since 2,000 years, it's been repeated over and over again. Is it God's fault? No. The Lord has said also, Paul said it in 1 Corinthians, there has to be division. Why do we have to have divisions? It is to reveal those who are reproved. Not everybody wants to. Not everybody likes to do that. Look at all the churches in Asia Minor. They have forsaken Paul. How can you explain that? The seven churches in the book of Revelation 2 and 3, they have heard the speaking of the Lord directly, and yet they were disobedient. We have overestimated ourselves. We have not realized clearly that we are flesh. The spiritual life works not automatically. Every man, everyone has been born, and the birth is nice and wonderful. Have you done anything for it to be born? No. Zero. Zero. It's done zero. Now you're 65 years old. He's not 75. He's 65. You're very young. How did you reach 65? Have you not done anything? I've done much. Only good stuff? Everything. That's how our spiritual life is. The development of our spiritual life is more difficult than our human life.
Er sagte, wer mir nachfolgen möchte,
the Lord says, he who wants to follow me must what? Deny himself. Not so easy. To deny yourself, to pick up the cross? Who wants to do that? Do you have the habit to carry up your cross? Is it your habit to forsake your soul life? No, nobody wants to do that. You want to be an elder, you want to be a leader. You want to have a position. You want to be rich. You want to be this and that. But all this hinders us to go on spiritually. Do you want to be a priest, Roland? Yes, of course. Of course. Then you will not have an inheritance in the good land. As long as I have the Lord, that's good enough. That's your teaching. That is only a teaching for you. You still want to have this, you want to have that. So much stuff you want to have. That's how it is, unfortunately. Even in the church life. Look at Christianity. Look at Christianity. Now look at ourselves too. Oh Lord. Paul says, I want to know him. Paul even has this attitude. He says, not that I have already attained. It is so healthy to have such an attitude. Are you fully matured already? Are you already a first fruit? Are you perfected like the Father is perfect? Are you clean? Are you pure as the Lord is pure and righteous as the Lord is righteous? Holy as the Father is holy? What are you pursuing in your daily living? We follow man. We hold on to our habits. The Lord says, forget the things behind, but we appreciate the things in the past. All those who are first fruits in Revelation 14, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. But you and I, we like to be where we are at. It's more comfortable. Or not? Do you like change, Roland? I don't like it quite that much. Ask your wife. Do you still need change? Your wife will say you still need much change. Jesus. We don't have this attitude. Paul wants to pursue him. He wants to attain to the goal. If you want to attain to the goal, you have to leave behind what is old. You have to learn new things. We are not ready. A brother has said in the past, we need no new revelation. Oh, okay, really? That's fine. You want to just warm up your old soup. That's also possible. That works. If you like to eat it, sure. Right, Manfred, if your wife keeps warming up the old soup? Sai, do you do that with your husband? No. It's fresh and living. Unfortunately, in the spiritual realm, the Lord has said, the old wineskin is better, the old shoes are more comfortable. We like antique. The older a car is, even if it's 70 years old, the more expensive it will be. We are collecting antiques, old stuff. The Lord is not an antique collector. He renews all things. In the book of Revelation, he says, behold, I make all things new. But you're all old. The Lord says in Isaiah, forget the things behind. Behold, I make new things, but we say, no, Lord. It's not good enough, we say. We love the Old Testament, the Gesetz, the law, we love it. Therefore, the Jews cannot go on with the Lord, but the Lord has made a new covenant, but they want to hold on to the old covenant. How about us? Same. Or not. We are patching the old garment. And that's a problem, since there is no change. How about in Zurich? How is the church in Zurich? Philip Weber. Many years have passed. Manfred, how many years in Zurich? I don't hear you because you're muted, Manfred. How many years, Philip? How many years have you been to the church in Zurich? 20, maybe? Are you fully transformed? Has it improved? Has it improved much?
seid ihr in Vaihingen jetzt und nicht in Plieningen?
Why are you in Vaihingen and not in Plieningen?
Dieses Problem ist das Fleisch.
The problem is the flesh. We can't hinder. You can pray much. I can pray also for all the saints. But it is not only depending on my prayer. Each one of us has to bear the responsibility before the Lord. Even before the judgment seat of Christ, each one has to stand individually and to give an account. I cannot give account for Roland before the judgment seat of Christ. And you can't do it for me either. So each one is responsible for himself. You can't say, I am like that. It's because of Toby. I'm like that. That's why I am like that. My name is so, and I have been born so. I am just only so. I can't blame anyone. Each one is responsible for himself. Nobody can force you. Why are you here? Who has forced you to be here? It's just my father and I. Only the Heavenly Father. But has the Heavenly Father forced you? No, I am free. You see? It's all by grace, but it depends on you whether or not you take grace. The Lord doesn't force anyone. Otherwise, he would have forced Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of life. Why did God not force them? Does God force you to walk by the Spirit? To walk in the Spirit? Nobody can force you to do that. Nobody. You make a decision for yourself. Do you want to follow the Lord wherever he goes? He doesn't stop going on. The Lamb is not a statue. He's not a statue who doesn't move. He's living. He's alive. You can't expect a lamb on a mountain just keeps sitting on a spot. No, he is there today and there tomorrow. At the end, you can't find him anymore. Do you think the Lamb of God stands still? Wherever he goes. Have you not read the Song of Songs? We even had an entire conference about the Song of Songs before. I hope that it's not just in the past. I hope it's in your heart. Solomon is always seeking. Why? Because the Lord has disappeared all the time. Do you think the Lord left on purpose and forgets about Shulamite? No. She wants Shulamite to be a seeking one. Someone who seeks after the Lord again and again. He who seeks shall find. You cannot lock up the Lord in a prison. To look at Him, behold Him daily. You take a picture of Him and hang it up on your wall and look at this image, at this picture. No, that doesn't work. Once I was in Copenhagen at an old brother's house, and up his stairs, leading up the stairs, the Lord's picture was there all over, and asked this brother, "Who is this on the picture?" Oh, he says, "Jesus." I asked him, "Are you sure?" I was a guest at his house. And when I walked into the house, I saw the picture immediately. But once I... after I finished my visit, the picture was gone also. The Lord disappeared because He has gone on. And He expects us to go with Him. Shulamite is a seeking one. In Amos 4 and verse 12 it says, prepare to meet your God. And in chapter 5 it says, seek after me. We must seek after Him. Don't think I have found Him already. And tomorrow He has gone on. He has gone on. What do you want to do? We keep seeking Him until we reach. When you go on a trip, you won't stop up until you reach the goal. Don't stop anywhere in the middle and you're so excited, you like the place and you stay there and you don't go on to the goal. Do you experience Him enough already? We are pilgrims, it says. We have no abiding city. The Lord had to leave. Also, the disciples said, no, stay with us. But the Lord says, no, I have to depart, I have to go. No, stay, the Lord says, no, I have to go. It is important for me to go. We must walk according to the Spirit today. But how? You have to desire. You have to walk by the Spirit, just like Galatians chapter 5. If you don't walk by the Spirit, immediately the flesh will be there. The lust of the flesh will be there. Your old habits, your old nature will immediately come out. Do you think the flesh will wait? No. It reacts immediately. Your old habit comes up immediately. Your old nature. It's immediately there. Even without any effort. Because it's your nature. It's your nature. You don't need effort. If somebody says something that you don't like, you don't have to take effort to react. Your old nature reacts immediately. That means we are not yet transformed to this point. Maybe a little bit, but not enough. We don't live Christ automatically. It is a matter of exercise. It means exercise unto godliness. If you don't exercise, you won't be godly. If you don't pursue, you won't be holy. You will not be holy. It doesn't come automatically. Therefore, there are always problems amongst us Christians. Even the Lord couldn't do anything. How can we do something? The Lord is supposed to be the head of the church above everything, but we want to replace him. So what can the Lord do? Who is to be blamed? The Lord? That there is so much division? Did the Lord not do his work properly? Definitely not. We are stiff-necked people, just like Israel. Self-seeking, fleshly, ambitious, proud. We love the world. We love the self. We want to be something. We want to be elders. We want to be have a position and we want to be recognized. But we are nothing, in fact. Especially the elders need to acknowledge that we are nothing. If we acknowledge that, there is no problem in the church. Only the Lord is something in the church. Didn't Paul that in Colossians 3 and 11? In the new man, is Rollo something? Is Toby something? Am I something? Is Tony somebody? And the Lord is also somebody. Is that the new man? What did Colossians 3:11 say? In this new man, Christ is all and in all. There is no trace of you and there is no trace of me, period. Amen. This is the problem. God has made him head over all things in Ephesians chapter 1, all the way at the end.
Aber nein, ich möchte
But I want to be his I want to be an elder and an apostle. But Paul says, not I. Paul didn't say I and Christ or Christ and I. He says, I have worked more than any other apostle, but not yet me. Not me. Not I. But the grace in me. Not I live, but Christ lives in me. Is Christ the problem in the church? Did he cause problems in the church? Who creates the problem? You and I. We create problems. Toby, why are you in Feingen? Why have you come out? Have you come out because of wickedness, evil? No. You have been kicked out. And then they said, no, you have gone on your own. That's why, in the end, it's only a remnant who stands with the Lord on Mount Zion. Not everybody. 144 billion? $144,000 and billions. With the Lord on Mount Zion. Look at Jesus when he was on earth. Thousands have heard his word and liked his speaking. But at the end, when he said, eat me, my food is the true food, my flesh, my meat is the true food, and my blood is the true drink, what happened to these thousands? They have all left, only 12 remained. But not only when Jesus came, it has already started in the very beginning, even in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. It's an old story, right? It's a super old story. Do you want to repeat this very old story again? Ancient story. We have not learned. We should have learned something from Adam and Eve, but we have not learned. From Israel, we have not learned either. From the Jewish people, when they have come out of Egypt, the entire first generation died in the wilderness. They have not entered the good land. Out of the entire generation, maybe over 1 million people, only 2 have entered the good land. Isn't that painful for our heart? I fully understand what Manfred Lieb has said. It is painful, indeed, in the heart. What can we do? Do you think the Lord was happy that out of the entire generation only two, Joshua and Caleb, entered the good land? Is that glory? Jesus. And in the end, the entire Israel, even the kingdom of Israel, landed in Babylon. Is this glorious? Everything was destroyed. And then at the time of Christ, they fully rejected the Lord and crucified Him. Is this glory? And then Titus came and destroyed it all. Even the country, the land, Israel. He was wiped it out of the map. Wiped it out of the map. So whose fault is it? Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. We all. What do we want to do today? This is the question of all questions. Since you know that the Lord is coming quickly, we must practice the priestly service, but people don't want to. That's okay. Okay, what can we do? Do you want to practice that? But don't think it's super easy. It's not just to bring an offering to the Father. That's why we have this conference, and I have summarized all of this, not for the conference, but for each one individually. If you want to be a true priest, then you have to get into all these verses of this outline daily. You have an entire year now to do that. To be a priest. What it means to to serve. In the holy place. What kind of food do you learn to put in fresh oil into the lampstand? Zechariah chapter 4 talked about golden oil daily. We don't have an 80-liter, 2-gallon capacity. Can you walk for half a year without fresh oil? No, that doesn't work. Each day you have to be filled with fresh oil. Just like manna. What do we learn from the manna? You collect it, gather it for an entire week. Maybe for an entire month. In case the Lord will forget to let it rain tomorrow. Manfred, does your wife cook for 1 month and then you use microwave every day to warm it up? If you do that, I tell you, you will not have a long life. Even the Lord said, if you collect more, what will happen to the leftovers? There will be worms. It won't be edible anymore. Is the Lord fresh every day, living? And we eat it to live, not to read and to know. What is the use of knowing it? We don't live by the reading, the knowledge, but by the eating. The Lord has brought us to this point, and I want to tell you and encourage you, the priestly service is what God's unchanging plan with His people. And this is also what the book of Revelation has shown us. God has never changed His mind. Why did He redeem us? Right in chapter 1, verse 6 in Revelation, it says, to make us kings and priests. He wants to make us kings and priests. A kingdom of priests. Doesn't mean that what the Lord had shown to us before is not important. No, it is important. So that we could reach this point. To gain Christ is not for me only, it's for the priestly service. The purification, the sanctification, the eating and the drinking. It is not only for me to be spiritual, but it is so that the priestly service will function. It's all for the priesthood. Everything that you learn from kindergarten up until university is for your profession to be engineer or whatever work you are doing. Preparation starts from kindergarten. You have to start from ABC, 1 plus 1 is 2. That will be your beginning. That has to be your beginning. Otherwise, you will not reach the holy priesthood. You want to be king, but not live Christ? What kind of a king will you be? You will be like Merz. Do you know Merz in Germany? That's the trouble. To eat the Lord, to drink the Spirit, to call upon His name. To be one in Christ, to be one in with the Father, not just one with us amongst one another. That doesn't last long. Look at the marriage lives of many in this world. Their language, their unity doesn't last very long. So to be one with the Father, and the Father is one with the Son. This oneness is a true oneness. If you're not one with God, how can we be one among one another? At the end, if you have a different opinion than me, just go. You don't have to stay. This is our oneness. Unity at the on the ground. which boundary has the heavenly Jerusalem up there? Is there a boundary up there? One city, one heavenly Jerusalem. Where is the boundary? Where is the boundary of Zion? In Feigen? The Spirit. Amen. Where are we today? We are all heavenly citizens. That's why we are here and we are one. Not one city, one church. We are all in Zion. No matter where you are, you're in Zion. Amen. Is there a Spanish Zion? Tony? No. Zion is Zion. Whether you're in Spain, or in Switzerland, or in Germany, or here in California, we are all in Zion.
Tony.
Right, Tony?
Verstanden.
Got it?
Du bist herzlich eingeladen, umzuziehen nach Fountain
Valley. You are welcome to move to Fountain Valley.
Ah, Herr Jesus.
Jesus.
Wir haben Vorstellungen.
We have so many concepts.
Alle unsere natürlichen Vorstellungen sind Probleme.
And all our natural concepts are problems. They give us difficulties. Praise the Lord. Everything that the Lord has done is just one. One spirit, one body, one head over everything, one life, which is Christ in us, one Zion, one kingdom.
Right, Sister Dew, you agree?
Right, Sister Dew, do you agree?
Sister Dew is in Saigon.
Sister Dew is in Saigon, right? In Ho Chi Minh City.
But here in Zoom.
But here in Zoom?
We don't have any nationality difference. Right? We are all heavenly citizens.
Amen.
Look, Daniel.
Praise the Lord.
Und deshalb,
therefore, I encourage all of you, to use the beginning of the new year to get into all these points daily. They are important prerequisites for the priesthood, okay? Do that. We don't need conferences. The word is clear in itself. We must just put it into practice and be obedient. Do what the word says. He who loves me, says the Lord, he will keep my word. We say we love the Lord, but we don't do His word, then we lie and say not the truth. He who does my words is he who loves me. My Father and I, we will love Him and make our home with Him. Thus, it's not about knowledge, it's about our obedience, according to His word, to do according to His Word, not just to know. Knowledge puffs up. It puffs up, makes us proud. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Therefore, the ministry of the New Covenant is not the letter, but the Spirit that gives life. We have enough knowledge. We don't need even more knowledge. Oh Lord Jesus, praise the Lord, time's up. The Lord be with our spirit. Much grace for all the saints. Repent. Says the Lord to every church at the end, repent. That means turn. Turn. Change. Amen. Praise the Lord. See you soon. See you in the new year. We will see each other again in January. I wish you all a blessed new year. Praise the Lord. Amen.